They weren't forecasting sun for today, but here it is. So take advantage of it. It's a good day to get out, walk around, do some walking meditation, either on a walking path or just walking around the roads of the monastery. Air out your mind. Give yourself a change of pace. Take advantage of the good conditions when they're good, because they're not going to be good all the time. Rain is forecast for the end of the week. And who knows what's going to happen beyond that. There's a Dharma talk, one of the few Dharma talks by John Foon that was recorded. He talks about how it's important to take advantage of your opportunity to practice while you have it. Aging, illness, and death can come any time and cut off the opportunities, make it more and more difficult. After he gave that talk, it wasn't too many years before he died. So he illustrated the principle he'd been talking about. So it's up to us to take the message. There's that passage where the monk has been doing walking meditation so much that his feet are bleeding. He's getting discouraged. He's thinking of maybe disrobing. And the Buddha comes and sees him, levitates there actually, disappears from Vulture Peak, reappears right in front of him. He says, "Were you thinking of disrobing?" The monk says, "Yes." You can imagine how he felt. But he said, "But before, when you're a layperson, were you skilled at playing the lute?" "Yes." "When the strings of the lute were too tight, did it sound well?" "No." "When they're too loose, did it sound well?" "No." "When they were just right, how did it sound?" "That's when it sounded okay." And the Buddha said, "No, in the same way you adjust the level of your persistence, what you're capable of, and you adjust the other five faculties, conviction, mindfulness, concentration, discernment, to your level of persistence, then you can pick up the theme that you want to play and play it." The thing about lutes is that they expand and they contract with the weather. So you have to keep tuning them. There are days when you have to tune them much tighter and other days when you have to tune them more loosely in order to get the right sound. So you have to keep a watch over your opportunities, the opportunities that your body gives you in terms of your energy, your mind gives you. Tune things so they're just right. And on the days when you have a lot of strength, okay, take advantage of that strength. Don't tell yourself, "Well, this is the time I ordinarily stop meditating, so I'll stop." If you still have the strength to do it, keep on doing it, because there will come days when you can't. You have to compensate for them. So keep watch over your mind, keep watch over the level of your energy, and take advantage of the good times when they're there, because they're not always going to be there. We have a good place for practice here. Who knows how much longer it's going to be good here. Again, looking back at what Thomas said, it was a very good place to practice when I first went there. Now it's way overbuilt, way too many people. Nobody to teach, really. So the good times come and go. So while they're here, take advantage of them. Make the most of your opportunity to practice. Because we don't have an infinite amount of time or opportunity. So when the opportunities come, take them. And be glad you did.